Blog Talk Radio.
The International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Father, you are so wonderful. Oh, so wonderful, so wonderful. Thank you for life, this morning, health, and strength. Oh, God, so many went in last night, but here we are able to say thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you
so very much. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you. Heavenly Father, we just love you. We give you all the praise and all the adoration. Give you all the glory. It belongs to you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for giving us a renewed mind.
My God, my King.
I want to go on to you. Touch everyone in this part of my lesson, Lord. Help them.
Thank you.
Bring it up to be with you. I know you're with them.
Absolutely, thank
you. Bring them to be the same way they came. Yeah. Yeah, help us to lift you up, Lord. And to be used for your glory. Okay. Yeah. Don't go to the emergency room. Look on those who... in emergency rooms, needing your help. And bless help them, Lord.
Oh,
Jesus. Those who are sick and down, lift them up in the name of Jesus. Those who believe, help them, God. Help them. Help. Bless your holy name. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devil from their homes.
In
the name of Jesus. The resurrection blood of Jesus stands against him. Look on families everywhere. Minister to the minds, Lord. Revolutionize us. Jesus. Touch each person in the family. And I pray that you give them the desires of their heart. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, help.
Save, heal, deliver. Help us to lift you up, Lord.
Yeah,
God,
and I
keep you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Anoint your people, Father. Let the Spirit of the living God call on your people everywhere.
Lord Jesus, yes, Lord.
So thank you for great health and great strength.
Lord,
we pray for every person on this line. Pray for their finances, how the enemy is trying to attack their finances. But God, we pray that you just shake your church tree up and down. And send church down.
We pray we need you.
Supply their every need in the name of Jesus. Let them be a financial release. Like they never seen in 2014.
Oh,
it must be so. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the safety of our children all over the world.
Help us.
I pray for our children, all of them, to be saved. Amen.
Save them,
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
They don't live in it.
Thank you. Help them in school. Protect them.
Thank you, Lord.
And these schools are when you have a combine situation. Protect in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus, look on me to
Lord, help today, we pray.
Look on Thomas and touch the sinner, Lord.
Hey, Lord, make way.
Amen, Jesus. Help them come together for the nation.
Hey, make way.
Touch, help, deliver.
Help, deliver.
I pray for the saints for a while. To the victim, bless them, keep them, protect them. In Jesus, make the world peace. In the name of Jesus. Pray for the churches worldwide.
Yes, Lord, please help.
Pray for more joy, more love, more peace.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus. God, we just love you and thank you. Forgive us for all sins. Send a remission, send a permission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Thank you for thank you for your anointing on the line. And we invite you, Holy Ghost, to come in and take over. We surrender all to thee. All to thee. Thank you, Jesus. And we praise your holy name and give you glory and adoration.
Glory, glory,
you again. Glory.
Glory.
We ask these blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for the glory of God, we pray. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. I bless all of you on this prayer line. Oh, my Lord. This is a great day. Amen. Thank God for what he's done, for what he's doing. Amen. Good morning to you and to you. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line all week.
Good morning.
Amen. Y'all awake this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God is always awake. We want to thank the Lord. Good morning to you, Lord. Good morning to you. Never speak
God.
Good morning, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
Thank you.
Let's go to thanking God for all he's done. I don't know where your praise level is. Some of y'all might be having a praise level on a sleep level. But I'm awake, and I'm willing to praise God for his goodness. Praise Sheikh. Let's praise the Lord in mind. Praise your name, Lord, with joy in you. We give you all the praise. Everyone, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
been done. We praise God. This is a wonderful day. This is the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. This is normally called the Miracle Line. Thank God for miracles on here. Qualified miracles that have happened. So many. And we just praise the Lord. Thank God for you. Thank God for every bishop, superintendent, pastor, elders, friend. Thank God for all of our assistants, all of our ambassadors, and to everybody. Thank God for Lady Betty. She's here this morning. Thank God for her and Mother Emily Johnson. That's my 94-year-old mother. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for her. Thank God. Hey, thank God for Pastor Strider and Pastor William, all of our elders and the coach, and all of you on the prayer line. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the day this morning. Thank God for you. Thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern. All of you on the prayer line, Dr. Mary Lacey, and for Special Assistant Gina Hollis, and Ambassador Elect, and for all of you. Thank God for Prophetess Stitt. Amen. We've been praying for her and father have been sick. Thank God. Then the Lord touched her dad. Touched her daughter. God, thank you. God is so thankful. We do praise him. We do give him all our adoration. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And for every person. Well, thank God for all the mothers. I appreciate your prayers. Yeah. As the righteous avail it much. In time I feel your prayers.
Everywhere.
Thank God for you. And for everybody on the prayer line, we appreciate you. Amen. I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. One of my ministers came to me the other day and said, you know, there were two ministers in the gospel, he said, who committed suicide. With the economy and so many things going so haywire all around the nation, I want to know how important is it for people to learn how to encourage themselves? When you can't get nobody else to encourage you, nobody else is there. And the enemy is talking to you and telling you, they know, even though you used to live, you need to get out of here. How important is it to be able to encourage yourself? That's what I want to talk about this morning. Y'all want to help with your wisdom on that. Encouraging yourself. Amen. Sometimes, you see, you know yourself more better than most people know you. You know, you're down sitting and up rising. When you get up and sit down.
We can't hear you well.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Talking about encouraging yourself. How important is it to encourage yourself? So many people nowadays are throwing in the towel, and then the enemy is on the upright everywhere. And then he knows his time ain't long, so he's trying to even fool the very elect. And is it important to encourage yourself, or you want to get the pastor and your friends around you? And what do y'all think about that? Encouraging yourself. Amen. I want to know what you think about it. The line is open to you. Encouraging yourself.
This is Dr. Pfeiffer from Kentucky. Area code 502. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line this morning. It's a blessing to be on here, blessing to have a voice to speak a word for the Lord. And it is very important that we encourage ourselves. Many times there is no one around to encourage you, or others don't know what you're going through. So you have to be able to encourage yourself. And David said in the book of Psalms, 103, he said, I will bless the Lord, O my soul. And that meant that sometime in his life when he get alone, he's going to have to bless the Lord in his soul. And all that is within me, he will bless his holy name. So whatever was on the inside of him had to come out in order for him to bless the Lord and for him to receive the blessing from the Lord for encouragement. And we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. That is the number one key to living holy, is in being able to encourage yourself and speak a word to yourself. And he also said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So when you are all off to yourself and the enemy is throwing all kind of darts at you, all kind of wickedness, transgression, all type of sin at you, you have to be able to pull something up out of your loins and bless the Lord and encourage yourself, because there might not be others around. And if there are, sometimes many can be around you and might not be able to encourage you and give you the encouragement you need. So you have to allow your soul to bless the Lord. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is for you, saints. Amen. So many around the nation are giving up. But you have to be able to encourage yourself. The line is open to you. I'm deliberately not saying a lot about this because I want y'all to talk on this. Anybody else got a word for us from the Lord?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
Mother, go ahead.
I enjoyed Dr. Pfizer and encouraging yourself. And when Isaiah, I believe, said in the 55th chapter of Isaiah, 6 and 7, he said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Then he said, let the wicked forsake his way. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Because these thoughts can tear us off from the Lord. With the enemy always working. Satan's going to be working 24 hours a day. And when he brings these evil thoughts to you, we don't have to cast them off. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, because when we allow Satan to just keep on talking to us, we'll find ourselves getting weaker and weaker and getting discouraged and holding on to the unchanging hand of the Lord. But we got to get rid of those evil thoughts, and they come from Satan himself. And we got to learn how to rebuke him when he starts feeding our thoughts and making us want to move our membership or move away from the Lord, throw in the towel. If nothing but Satan himself, and he can get out of our mind, he'll get our heart. So we have to rebuke him and let him know that I'm going to stay with the Lord. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And to our God he will abundantly pardon you for even thinking those evil thoughts, because the devil don't want us to go on with the Lord. So let us seek the Lord. And I believe Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are ever laden. He said, I'll give you rest if you just come to me. That's all I'm asking you to do. Come to me, and I will give you rest. I tell you, and we do that, the Lord will carry us on. We'll be able to stand the test. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. Thank you so much. Wonderful. All right, and thank you, Dr. Pfizer. Welcome, you did a wonderful job. Is there anyone else who has a word for us on encouraging yourself?
Johnson, praise the Lord, Dr. Ambassador Johnson. This is Pastor Stern here this morning, and I just thank and praise God for the wisdom seminar, because it is needed in such a time as this. I've been in warfare late last night, early this morning. Dr. Gary and Patricia Stern was in warfare with a saint that called, a saint, not a sinner, a saint that called that's very discouraged. And we had to pull out scriptures such as Mother Johnson and words that Dr. Pfizer has spoken to encourage yourself. And every morning, I got this from my youngest daughter, my baby girl, when she was going through through college, going to college and going through different tests and everything, and, you know, can feel discouraged on the wayside every morning. I even brought it with me to Kansas City. I have scriptures that I pray over myself every day, amen, that keeps me encouraged. And it starts out, don't feel sorry for yourself. It's your life. Take the action needed to change it. Every moment you have a chance to change your situation, you are in control of your life. Not ordinary, but extraordinary. God's favor is on your life. And I go all the way down from Jeremiah 29:11, Psalms 32:8, Joshua 1:9, 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. I'm not reading them, but I read them every day. 2 Corinthians 12:9, 1 John 4:4, Nehemiah 8:10, Matthew 7:7-8, Matthew 21:22, and then there are things that I have that I repeat over my life. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am strong. I am healthy. I am talented. I am creative. I am confident. I am secure. I am disciplined. I am disciplined. I am attractive. I am well-liked. I have a good personality. The right people are in my future. The right opportunities are headed my way. I will accomplish my dreams, my goals, my visions. I will overcome every obstacle in my life and in this year. Things are shifted in my favor. God is about to show me something that I've never seen. I'm going to be bigger, better, greater than I ever imagined. I am redeemed of the Lord, and I say so today in Jesus' name, and I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengtheneth me. And it goes on and on. And I do this daily to encourage myself. This is for me. Praise the Lord. It's not things that is going to make me puffed up arrogant, but it's going to build me up every day. Every day I acknowledge the Lord in all my ways that he will direct my path. Amen. I am fearfully and wondrously made in the Lord. I tell you, I have to build myself up, because I carry a lot of people's burdens on my shoulder. But in order for me to bear ye one another's burdens, my spirit has already have to be geared toward being builded up myself. And saints have to encourage themselves. And then it says, after you have strengthened yourself, then go strengthen your brother. And you have to strengthen yourself first. And I thank God for the words of encouragement that you speak to yourself and tell yourself, I am a child of God. And so, yes, yes, and the enemy do come after us. Yes, yes, the enemy do tell us, you're not going to make it. It's not going to happen. You're nobody. That's what the devil talks to us on one side. But we come back with him like the great woman of God said this morning, back with the word, amen, with the word of God, because the devil cannot, amen, stand against the word of God. We have to bathe ourselves in this, and then when things hit us and we feel discouraged about it, we have to go right back and tell ourselves that the greater is in us. So I thank God for that. A little young girl by the name of Jacqueline Carr, and she said, the greater is in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Greater is in us. So it's not pumping us up. It's building us up. And the saints are falling by the wayside. There are pastors and great men and women of God that wants to give up and leave the people and just try to be like John on the Isle of Patmos. But that's not what God called them to do. You've got to be a winner. God bless you all. This is my prayer. I'm building my
bless you, Dr. Stern. And Master Stern, that was so rich, so rich. Amen, so rich. Amen. We trying to help all of your saints on here. Amen. We do have to encourage ourselves. What a wonderful discourse. Amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. Is there anybody else before we close this? You want to say a word?
Amen. Yes, praise God. This is Prophet Chip, Arkansas.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mother. Praise God.
Go ahead, Prophetess.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Tip from Arkansas. I thank God. Glory to God. I would like to respond in this manner. Of course, I speak the word of God when I need to encourage myself, but to avoid from being redundant, I'm just going to put it like this. Hallelujah. What I do when I need to be encouraged, that is when you have to reposition yourself. When you reposition yourself, you take a look at the situation, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whatever the area is. When you reposition, then you speak the word of God. Hallelujah. And then you will experience the wind of God, which is a Greek word that the ruach, the wind of God, will begin to blow all over you and blow over the situation. So you experience the wind blowing. And there's another word that says gush. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will gush up out of you. And then you will start proclaiming the word of God. It'll blow and it'll gush. It'll blow at it a gush. Then it'll cause you to reposition yourself. You will become revived, stirred, moved, encouraged. Hallelujah. And then you can't help but to say, thank you. It'll make you look over your life. Glory to God. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the saints of God. I love you with an Arkansas love, and that's a special love. I bless you. I am so stirred. Glory to God. It'll stir the gift in you. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. God bless you and thank you for your prayers when I was discouraged. But now you see I'm encouraged. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Love you all. God bless
you. Love you, too. That's Prophetess Steph. Amen. And all of you on this line who have spoken, you've been a lot of encouragement to many, 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 many people. Amen. We have people who the enemy is trying to attack everywhere. My God. Trying to discourage the saints. But you have to learn to encourage yourself. That's all I want to basically say. It's already been said so well. Amen. All of you who have spoken, thank you so much. You don't know, you've been an encouragement to the saints all across the world. Let me get a station identification. So we've been praying for Pastor Strada. Amen. I don't know if he's here or not, but if he is, we'll give you a chance to identify CMAP. If you're there, the line is open to you. Otherwise, we're going to call for Ambassador Hagen. Amen. These are our first ambassadors, Ambassador Hagen and Hagen. Bishop Hagen and Ambassador Hagen, Lady Hagen. The line is open to you, Lady Hagen.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson. Yes, I'm on the verge of doing I got to take this break, this commercial break, but we are here live in the studio. And we can be reached 347-934-0207. We are being heard literally all over the world. And we thank God for you. There are over 40 plus 50 million listeners all around the world. Brazil, Africa, Asia, Australia, India. Glory be to God. From the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, we are being heard literally all around the world. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And I just want all of you, we're coming from around the world, millions. We want you to be encouraged and learn how to encourage yourself. You get sick, you go to the hospital. Before anybody can get there, the Holy Ghost is there. Why don't you speak a word into your own life? I am more than a conqueror. I can make it. I shall live and not die. All those encouraging words to yourself mean a lot. See, when you determine that you're going to make it, I never forget when I was going to get my doctor.